What do you want, loser? Can't you see I'm busy? You scared me. Well, what is it? I'll offer you help only if you really need it. What? Your pumpkin only has one hole in it because the blade fell off of your carving knife? Serves you right for buying a cheap carving kit. Look, you should have a pocket knife like this. Now, let me see how bad he screwed up your pumpkin, idiot. Let's see if it's even salvageable at this point. I'm ready to laugh at you. This is all you've done? You... goddamn pervert. Why? You're seriously screwed in the head. What were you even going for? And why would you show a girl your glory hole pumpkin? What are you trying to say about me? Why? I oughta... Your jokes are so disgusting, I swear. Anyway, what would you like to do with the rest of the pumpkin? Were you just going for a simple jack-o'-lantern face? Yeah, I figured, simpleton. Here. Hold it like this. Firmly grasp it. Just grab the knife from me. Don't caress my hand like that, you pervert. Now, see this spot right here? I think it's a good place for another hole. Good place for another eye. You know, for the pumpkin face. Only a gross boy like you would call them holes because of your raging hormones. Why are you looking at me like that for, dummy? Don't tell me you're scared to use my pocket knife. You're such a pansy, I swear. Yeah, whatever. I bet you can't do anything to prove you're not a sis. You horn dog. I'm glad you were able to stand up against me for once, but there are other ways to prove your masculinity besides whatever that was. Now that whatever that was is over with, you need to focus on the jack-o'-lantern. Go ahead. Get the knife. Force it in there. Just, you know what I meant. Cut another eye for the pumpkin face. Don't screw it up this time, blockhead. Wow, that's actually not too bad for a chump like you. It's nowhere near as good as mine, though. You're lucky I gutted both of these pumpkins before you got here. Now, start on the mouth. Looks good, dummy. Finally done? Well? What are you still doing here? I only agreed to help you with your pumpkin. Do you think I seriously want to spend the rest of tonight with you? Because I don't! I have a lot of stuff to do. Yeah, of course I do. I won't have any time for you at all. Huh? I don't have to tell you. Wait, wait. To be honest, I don't have anything to do tonight. You got me. My family doesn't do much for Halloween. Look, sometimes I just lash out at you because, well, you know how I am with my anger issues and stuff. Sometimes I get angry in a flash without even thinking about it, even if I'm happy or some other dumb emotion. It's just my default setting, I guess. Don't tell anyone I told you that, though. I don't want everyone thinking I'm some softy. Anyway, I guess we can do something together. You were pretty much asking to just take me with the way you were looking at me earlier. Just meet me at my house at 6 p.m. and we'll figure something out. Wear a costume. Hey, are you forgetting something? Don't forget your jack-o'-lantern. Here. I don't want your belongings in my front yard. Someone might think we're seeing each other. Yuck. Go ahead and put it on your front lawn. Unless you're not proud of it, idiot. I'm gonna go get my costume ready for later. Bye. I'll catch you later. Now that he's gone, I really gotta insult him more. I think I almost creamed myself when he put his tongue in my throat like that. I need to find something to wear tonight. Something that will make him want to put his hands on me. Hey, don't ring the doorbell again. No need to be that formal, weirdo. My parents are gonna think you're my boyfriend or something. Your costume looks nice. It really suits you. You clean up well, idiot. I didn't mean that. Let's get out of here before my parents come down to the door. Might think it's trick-or-treaters or something, or God forbid they see you. They're always teasing me about it. Come on, let's go. Don't stare at me like that. It's just a costume, dummy. No need to react like that. It's embarrassing me. It's not that cute. I'm only wearing this kitty costume because, well, I kind of overheard you the other day at school about how you liked cat girls and stuff. So, I thought you might find it funny that I'm wearing this cat costume. I'm trying to be less angry all the time, so I thought this sort of costume might make it harder to take myself seriously, and I think it sort of helps. So are we gonna go trick-or-treating or what? I guess trick-or-treating would be kind of weird, 'cause we're, older now. Oh, I have an idea. Remember when you tried to prove your manhood to me by sticking your tongue down my throat earlier? Well, that's child's play. I have something better in mind. Hear me out. Think you can handle that old abandoned house by our school? Yeah. The one in the forest behind your school. Remember? They even say it's haunted. Are you up for the challenge? Let's see if you really are a man. Or just a pervert who likes to stick his tongue down girls' throats. Okay, looks like this is it. Wow. It looks really different than what I was expecting. I thought everyone was just exaggerating when they said, "How dare you suggest that? Of course I'm not scared, you idiot. I'm only stuttering because I'm cold. I'm shivering. Not scared." But I'm not that cold. You didn't have to do that for me. I don't want to make you cold. Thanks anyway, dummy. What kind of kid in costume is this now with this thing on? I'm only letting you do this because no one else is around. I guess no one else was brave enough to come here. They're probably all at a costume party or something. I do have a few friends, but as you know, I usually don't get invited to parties and stuff because I tend to get hot-headed easily. And I'm pretty impulsive, so I suppose it's nice to spend Halloween night with you. I know you won't get angry at me. That's only because you're a pushover, though, moron. I guess we should go walk inside now. What? I guess you can put your arm around me if you want. It'll be less cold for the both of us if we huddle together. Don't get too comfortable, numbskull. Let's take it a little slower. I don't want to wake up pregnant. You perv. What was that? I can't look anymore. I have to cover my eyes from whatever that was. I need you to protect me. I'm really afraid of ghosts. I don't even know what I was thinking when I challenged you to come here. I just told myself it wouldn't be too scary, and that I would be able to handle this as long as I wasn't all alone. I don't want to look anywhere. Don't take my hands away from my eyes. I can't bear to look at anything in this horrible house. Please. Sorry for being rude with you earlier, but please, just guide me out of this house safely. I'm scared. I feel more wind now. Are we out of the house yet? Thanks for helping me get out. Guess I bit off more than I could chew. Well, now we're... At least now we're even from last time. What? You don't remember? You know, from the time that you got lost taking a piss on our camping trip, idiot. And then I had to go find you because the whole class was worried about you. Yeah, the same trip that I kissed you on. Whatever. We should probably walk home now. Before you make me say something else embarrassing. I would have been sort of scared if I came here alone. I liked being your kitty tonight. Don't pat my head all of a sudden like that, you moron. That felt weird. You have to warn me next time, or else you'll lose a finger. Also, thank you for comforting me at the abandoned house when I needed it. I thought it wouldn't be as sappy to hang out with you, just the two of us. If I asked you to come to a haunted house with me, and instead of something corny like a movie marathon, huddled under a blanket with Halloween candy, all warm and Gert, I don't know why I say the things I say sometimes. Stop smiling, idiot. You should be grateful I'm sharing my inner emotions with you. Anyway, back to the main point. I chose a scary abandoned house because I wanted to show you that I was brave. I just ended up feeling like I was going to pass out from how horrified I was. I know I act tough on the outside, but don't judge me, but sometimes I need someone to guide me and tell me everything will be okay. That sounded stupid. Whatever. Don't think I'm in love. Oh. So, it was a branch tapping on the window that made that scary creaking noise? Why didn't you tell me? It would have made me feel a lot better if I knew that it was just a tree branch scratching on the window and I can't even say it. Oh, I did not sound like a puppy when I squealed at the scary noise earlier. You're a big weirdo, you know. I'll see you at school tomorrow, dummy. What? What do you want from me looking at me like that? Stop it, idiot. My parents are gonna see you. Goodbye. I wish I would have kissed him longer. I don't think I'll be able to sleep tonight with how much he built me up today. Oh, there was so much tension between us. He might not want this piece of his costume back after tonight, though. I'm so pathetic for him.